The Terrorist Watch. Inside the Desperate Race to Stop the Next Attack. By Ronald Kessler. Narrated by Alan Sklar. Copyright 2007 by Ronald Kessler. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Crown Forum, an imprint of the Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. FBI Special Agent Arthur M. Art Cummings jumped into his Chrysler 300 with tinted windows and turned on the flashing blue and red lights. Pulling out of the parking garage under the Washington field office, he raced through the downtown traffic out to the National Counterterrorism Center, NCTC, in McLean, Virginia. It was August 3, 2006, and Willie T. Hewlin, who heads the FBI's National Security Branch, had just told Cummings that British authorities were poised to take down a plot to explode 9 American airliners in flight from London. Since December 2005, the FBI, CIA, and National Counterterrorism Center, NCTC, had been monitoring the plot. The CIA had been helping the British security service, known as MI5, with analysis. At first, the agencies thought the British jihadists were planning an attack inside Great Britain. But on August 3rd, British wiretaps picked up the plotters checking on airline schedules to the United States. Hewlin placed Cummings in charge of the FBI's response. Now the question was when to arrest the 24 plotters. If Scotland Yard and the British MI5 waited too long...